Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Hello, welcome to the show, folks. We got Monday Night Football on tap. It's the Rams going to play the 49ers. Rams are a slightly favored here, just under 3 points. So depending on the market you're looking at, you either get the -3 number or you're getting a 3.5 figure. But, you know, this figures to be a relatively tight matchup. Overall, because I'm looking at an over under at about 50.5. I'm seeing 3.5, but like depending on the market, I'm seeing either 3 or 3.5. And you know, the Rams are slightly favored, even though they're on the road. 49ers getting healthy, so you've got you had Kittle come back last week, you got Eli Mitchell healthy, Garoppolo in under center at you know, so Trey Lance back on the bench. I think that you've got at least enough pieces from the 49ers that this game should be on the competitive side. The question becomes, you know, where you kind of want to go into. Breakdown overall, where I kind of look at it from the standpoint of, if you think the Rams smash, then this is a Darrell Henderson build overall between DraftKings and FanDuel. You know, pricing wise, Henderson is about I'd say he's pretty much like fourth on the list overall in terms of the pricing. You're getting him at about 9,200. I just don't think this is a smash spot. I agree with Vegas. I think this game's pretty tight. I just don't see how Henderson gets value this week if it's a tight ball game at 9,200. When you got a bunch of pass catchers and an offense that likes to throw the ball as the Rams do, to me, this comes down to like who you're gonna build out for your captain play. I know, folks, even with the price hike on Cooper Kupp, he's up to 12K, and he'll be 18K in the captain spot. Robert Woods is out with a knee injury. Everyone wants to talk about you-know-who, and that being Odell Beckham Jr. I'm just going to say this point blank, folks. If you're playing Odell Beckham Jr., just shut off the podcast right now. Just shut off the podcast if you want to play Odell Beckham Jr. I will not play Odell Beckham Jr. I'm fading him. It has nothing to do with the Giants or anything else. He does not know the playbook And this is not the offense where you're just going to pick up and go with the playbook. You know, they'll have him run some routes to be a distraction, and maybe they'll try to give him a slant pass or two to make work as and be relatively straightforward. But for by and large, he is going to be a very well-known decoy. Even though he's completely healthy, he is essentially a decoy tonight, because I can't imagine the Rams risking a turnover because OBJ ran an option route and picked the wrong option because he had literally 3 days of practice to try to get ready for this when you've got hundreds of pages at least to memorize in terms of the wide receiver playbook, and let alone the whole offense. Like, I mean, even on the run plays, he's got to be able to block and know which where he's going on the run play. Like, I just don't see Odell's snap count being anywhere close to 60% tonight. I think he maybe gets 40%. If he gets 50% of the snaps, I will be stunned. Because the more likely scenario is he's only appearing in about 25 to 30% of snaps. I think the upward range is 40%. Because like the Rams still like to run the ball. Odell's not going to know that many run blocking plays for this offense. I'm telling you, like, there's a whole lot of factors that people are just not taking full account of. So, yes, getting back to the main point, could you play Cooper Kupp in the captain? Sure. The problem with playing Cooper Kupp in the captain, it hamstrings your entire build where you are so limited in terms of where you got to go that you're forced to play a kicker. Even though I don't think this is necessarily a bad spot for kickers, I just think you can build a far more balanced roster that could still outscore Cooper Kupp, because I can't see Cooper Kupp smashing the slate completely yet again. It's possible, but I don't necessarily see him getting two touchdowns and 120 plus yards and nobody else on the Rams getting any passing yardage in terms of receptions from Stafford. I think Stafford's going to spread it around, and the biggest beneficiary of this is going to be Van Jefferson, who is only at 5,400 on DraftKings, AK on FanDuel, but not that big of a deal, to be honest. From my perspective, I will basically have 100% of Van Jefferson tonight. Whether it's playing him in the captain or just playing him in the flex on both sides, I think it just, there's too much value he brings to the table operating in the slot that I think that they're going to have plenty of work for Van Jefferson. And I know people are going to try to get around not playing Van Jefferson. The way people are going to build, they're going to play Odell, and this is casual fans, they're going to play Odell, ignore Van Jefferson, and then drop down to a kicker or try to play Jeff Wilson for 1,200, or even worse, a worse play, Trey Sermon at 800. Trey Sermon is the fourth string running back right now on the 49ers. Do not play Trey Sermon tonight. I repeat, do not play Trey Sermon tonight. He is still not in even close to vicinity of getting reps. And I know folks are questioning why Trey Sermon is not getting work in the 49ers lineup. Listen, I'm not Kyle Shanahan, but it's pretty obvious that, Trey Sermon is just not a factor in the immediate future unless there are significantly more injuries on tap for the 49ers. So let's just get it out of the way. Trey Sermon is not playing. So just take him out of your player pool and move on. I know he's 800. Yeah, you could try to hope for an injury, but even then, you still likely would get more carries going the way of Jeff Wilson before Sermon even enters the fray. It's just not worth it, in my opinion. So, to me, you've got, and this is the main point I'm getting to, folks. If you play Cooper Kupp captain, the biggest problem you have is that you cannot fit in Deebo Samuel and George Kittle at all. There is no chance of that happening. Me, personally, the value of having Van Jefferson in the captain is that you get to afford both Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. The other play that you can go with is playing Eli Mitchell at 6,400 on DraftKings. He's priced up on FanDuel to 11.5. So FanDuel, it's a different story entirely. But on DraftKings, Eli Mitchell should definitely be in play for your 49ers build. If you have to make a choice between George Kittle and Deebo, so be it. But you should have at least one of them in there. Tyler Higbee, to me, is too pricey on DraftKings. He's 6,200. He's more of a FanDuel play because I just don't think he gets enough catches to get there in terms of value. And same with Brandon Ayuk. 6,600 on DraftKings, 7,500 on FanDuel. They are a better play on FanDuel. I'm not saying you can't play them on DraftKings because to get different in the large field GPPs, you're going to have to do something different and hope that Ayuk or Higbee can outscore Kittle or Van Jefferson. Like, you have to hope for something goofy to happen where they are the ones catching touchdown passes over the more preferable options. And we know Higbee can do that. We know Ayuk has gotten volume in the past. Higbee is a better option if you're trying to get off of Van Jefferson than trying to force in OBJ. The OBJ is just a trap play. Let the public play him. Just move on. Let's just get some of the fades out of the way. No Sony Michel at 5K. No OBJ. No Trey Sermon. And I am way underweight on Darrell Henderson. To me, Darrell Henderson is your blowout script play. You play him in the captain. You play Rams defense with him. And you're hoping that the Rams just shut down the 49ers. And it just becomes a game where they dump off the ball between George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. And that's your 49ers offense. But they don't really get in the end zone. That's the way I would play Darrell Henderson tonight. It's just that kind of blowout build. The other guy I'm not really focusing on is Jimmy G. Jimmy G is 10K. The problem with playing Jimmy G is that we know the 49ers are running first team. The more likely scenario for scoring a touchdown is running the ball for the 49ers versus passing it. That's why I think you have to have Eli Mitchell at a higher priority. And even then, you're still going to get the 6 points from a touchdown from a receiver rather than the four from Jimmy G. If you play Jimmy G, you're probably not going to be able to afford Kittle and Samuel. Unless you're playing a Jimmy G captain build. And again, I just don't see the value in that when you can play a Van Jefferson or you can play Kittle in the captain. And just hope Jimmy G just feeds him with pass catches. So to me, as I said, this slate is you gotta try to make some decisions. But my standpoint is you play Stafford, you play Kupp and Van Jefferson, and the guy that no one's talking about, and the guy who's gonna be starting over OBJ, which is why you should not be playing OBJ, is Ben Skowronek. Who the bleep is Ben Skowronek? He is the next guy up with Robert Woods injured and OBJ not knowing the playbook. He is the guy who's going to be starting. He's $200 on DraftKings. He's 6K on FanDuel. He'll probably catch, at best, three passes for 20 yards. But the $200 saves you enough so that you can afford to play Stafford with both Kupp and Van Jefferson, get the savings, and then fit in an Eli Mitchell or Deebo, George Kittle. Like, you can fit in different options if you mix and match. I've already set out too much of the lineup as it is, so you got to be able to figure it out from there. But I'm just saying, Skowronek is the guy to give you the salary savings you need to move on in this slate. On FanDuel, I would say focus on the touchdowns. So in terms of the builds, we can go with Stafford, but I would say on FanDuel, you can actually start contemplating Darrell Henderson running the ball in and having your builds play out depending on how you think the touchdowns go.
To me, it's just the point per dollar play with Henderson just isn't there because he's not catching enough passes. So the full point PPR on DraftKings just makes the other play so much more valuable than what you would get out of Henderson. On FanDuel, it gets a little bit closer where full fading Henderson, it's harder to make that case. So as I said, you got to make some calls here. I'm going to get this up and loaded. So best of luck tonight, and hopefully I see you guys up top on the leaderboard. Later.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.